dropped by Brian Schlungen, but they say he didn't foul Tippett at all, so Chad is out on strikes.
Yeah, I don't think you could get out that far. I don't think you're quite that agile. Are you?
No. All I'm good now for is picking pumpkins.
Have they got some this year?
Oh, they are good. Yep.
You got a lot of them?
A lot of pumpkins and squash. Yep. Here's Logan Funk at the plate. And Logan's been on base twice, had a base hit back in the first, reached on an error in the third.
Meyer Grove is here now.
First pitch of ball, there's a strike called, and one ball, one strike. Yeah, Meyer Grove and Richmond scheduled for about 5 this afternoon. Pitch inside, a ball, 2-1. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0. St. Martin leading New Munich, fouled off by Funk, and 2-2.
Do you know now with the 4 games tomorrow, the times that they're going to have? Or you think they'll be starting at 10?
I believe 10 o'clock.
Scheduled,
yep.
So.
Swing and a miss. Funk is out on strikes.
Well, Schrader's getting tougher here the way it looks in the middle innings.
Back-to-back strikeouts will bring Will Funk to the plate. Will 0 for 1 with a walk today.
Shortstop, Will Funk.
Will. Ready in that batter's box as Ben Schrader comes home and he skies it to right field. Matthew Schlungen out there in right, makes the catch for the out, and that will do it for the Silver Streaks in the fifth. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played 5 here at Schlaper Brothers Field. St. Martin 1, New Munich nothing. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Stony Creek Dairy is a 5-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these 5 generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without the use of unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. Shady's in New Munich has nightly specials, including Tuesday night is free fries with any burger. Wednesday night is 2 pounds of wings for $14. Thursday night, they have the broasted chicken buffet. Friday night, they have $7 one-topping pizzas. It's pull tab hour Tuesday through Friday from 5 until 7. Friday and Saturday night happy hour from 7 until 9. $2 beers and a DJ on Saturday nights. Don't forget about their annual corn boil that'll be held Wednesday, August 22nd, serving corn on the cob, pork chops, baked potato, coleslaw, and dinner roll. All at Shady's New Munich.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Scott Schlungen leads off the sixth inning for the St. Martin Martins, and the first pitch from Nick Stangler is outside of ball 1-0. It'll be Schlungen, Chaz Hennon, Jalen Arsenault due up as Stangler's pitch is upstairs. They appeal down to the base umpire, and he says no, he did not go around, and 2-0. Scott, so far today, 1-for-2. He had a double and scored the Martins' only run. The game's only run back in the fourth. Pitches inside for a ball, now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. There's a pitch from Stangler that's ruled a strike, and 3-1. And Schlungen will drive this one to right center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. And Scott now 2-for-3 on the day. So Schlungen picks up a hit. And here comes Chaz Hennon, who's 2-for-2 today.
Chaz Hennon.
Both infield singles so far today. A swinging bunt and then an actual bunt. and drives it to left field, way up in the air. Will Funk, he's going to fade back on the grass at short and make the catch for the out. So swinging at that first pitch, Hinnan. One down, and Jalen Arsenal comes to the plate. He's 0 for 2 today.
I think he's been asked to sacrifice both times, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Hasn't been turning out so good for him.
Scott Schlungen takes his lead at first. And Nick Stengler's pitch just inside, and the count 1-0.
Let's go and let me hit once.
1-0 the count. Stengler comes home. Here's a ground ball to Reller at first. Throws to second for one. The relay pulls Reller off the bag, and safe at first is Jalen Arsenal. So they get the force out. 3-6 on the force.
A nice play again over there. He just kind of didn't hit Will on coming across the bag. Will had to go back and kind of dive back for it and still got a throw up,
yeah,
from his knees.
So with two outs, Josh Stengler comes to the plate, and Josh is 2 for 2 so far today. The pitch is high and 1-0. So the hit's coming from the bottom five, really, in the order. Matthew Schlungen, the number four hitter, has a hit, but Scott Schlungen with two hits, Chaz Hinnan with two hits, Josh Stengler with two hits. Six of the seven hits coming off of those three guys. Pitches a strike call to Josh Stengler, and the count 1-1. We're in the top of the sixth inning. And Stengler will take a strike called, and 1-2. 1-2. There's a chopper. Stengler fields it on the second hop and throws to first. Nice play by Nick coming off the mound. 1-3 in the putout, and Josh Stengler and the Martins done in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. 5.5 innings, St. Martin 1, New Munich nothing. It's Region 15 seed baseball action on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Summer travel season is in full swing. Hi everyone, this is Bruce from Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Help keep your vehicle running in top shape with up to $20 off spark plug replacement or $5 off an air filter with the purchase of a complete oil change. Stop in or give us a call to schedule your appointment today at 320-845-6723 and mention you heard this ad. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 3 agents and 8 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Region baseball here on KASM, brought to you by our fine sponsors over at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie, Gilliland Chevrolet. St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Central Minnesota Insurance in Painesville, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Real, Ecker Feed Service, and Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich. Here's a shot by Nick Stengler out to right field, and running it down is Matthew Schlungen in right for the
boy,
play.
Played that nice, Matthew, did it? I thought he was going to get himself turned around a little bit there, but he kept his composure and stayed looking at the ball the whole time, so that helped him.
So one down, and Joe Stengler to the plate. Joe so far today, 0 for 1, was hit by a pitch. Ended up being forced out at home back in the fourth inning, and the first pitch to Joe was a ball 1-0.
Does it seem to you like Joe gets hit once a game? He can sit, doesn't he, quite a bit.
He is a target. Yeah.
Yes, he does get hit a lot.
And, Joe, just his stance, if you look at, he keeps that elbow out.
Yep.
And he does get the elbow a lot.
Yep.
I thought at one point Joe had a pad for that elbow, but he doesn't there. He's not wearing anything today. Stangler taps it on the ground slowly to third, slunging in on the grass. Throws to first. Nice play by Scott. 5-3 in the putout. Boy, that ball just dies in that soft infield doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You got to make some decent plays. Got to charge the ball today off the grass. Otherwise, if you stay back on it, you're not going
to
get them.
No, it's going to probably stop before it gets to you in some cases. Here's Ty Reller. Ty 1-for-2 against Ben Schrader today. And the pitch to Ty catches the corner. Strike one. Richmond and Meyer Grove. That is our next game here on KASM about 5 o'clock this afternoon. Curveball, that Reller starts his swing already, and he's way out in front of it by the time that ball gets to the plate.
I thought it was going to hit him.
Yeah.
It's breaking in on him pretty quick. He's got his front foot real close to the plate.
So 0-2 the count to tie. Schrader comes home, that one in the dirt, and the count 1-2. One and two. Ready on the mound, Ben Schrader. And his pitch, and Reller just staying alive as he fouls it off.
St. Martin gained the number 2 seed going into the state last year, coming out of Region 5. Beat New Munich 3-0 in their first game, and they won. They beat El Rosa 2-1. And they lost Lake Henry 3-2 in 11 innings on a wild pitch.
Here's a one-hop shot to Strering over at second. He'll field it, throw to first. 4-3 on the putout, and that will do it for the Silver Streaks in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played six. It is St. Martin 1, New Munich nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the need may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
North American Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are changing to serve you better because everything we do serves a single purpose, to keep the promise to take care of our customers today, tomorrow, and into the future. As we grow and innovate, that will never change. With Grinnell Mutual Insurance, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Breitbach, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 877-254-3191 today.
Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, the Albany Babe Ruth team being recognized between the innings here on their accomplishment of winning the state, winning the regions, and now headed to the state of Washington next weekend where they will be flown. The Babe Ruth organization flies the team out, so they cover that. But then once out there, then it's like up to them to find their
lodging and stuff.
Their lodging and stuff like that. So, but pretty cool honor to Will Mergen, Avery Schmitz, Evan Kultoff, Robert Schlepper, Carter Thielen, Tanner Arsenault, Ethan Naberchill, Devin Ritter, Jason Kirtner, Nolan Reeder, Isaiah Garrett, Brendan Eich, Zach Moritz, and Jacob Gurdy is the Babe Ruth team. Ben Schrader leads off the seventh for the St. Martin Martins, and the first pitch to Banana ball 1-0. Nick Stengler gone the distance so far as Ben fouls it off at the plate and the count 1-1.
That's some good baseball to watch, isn't it?
Oh, it really is.
It's like the Little League World Series or something, too, to watch that. It's amazing how much talent these young kids have already.
Schrader chases that fastball up in the zone and the count 1-2. 1-2. Curveball, Schrader sticks the bat out and lines it right up the middle, a base hit.
I would say he'll get a pinch runner for him. Maybe not.
Catcher,
so Ben Schrader with a leadoff single. Looks like, is it Tanner Arsenault?
That kind of looks like him.
Tanner Arsenault will run for Ben Schrader.
Pitch running on first base. Tanner Arsenault.
And here's Brian Schlungen. Brian, so far today, 0-3. Chad Funk in to have a word with Nick Stengler on the mound. That hit by Schrader, the eighth for the Martins today off of Stengler. Nick has walked one. And Brian Schlungen puts a bunt up, and Joe Stengler chases it and catches it in the air on the run, skidding on one knee. Nice catch by Joe.
Wow. A couple of those today, didn't we? Bunted up in the air.
So the Martins trying to move that leadoff guy over just to get somebody in scoring position. And here's Michael Schlungen at the plate.
Yeah, one run isn't a lot, is it, Randy, in this game here right now?
No, I'd even look for a bunt here with Kyle Leeser on deck. You open up first base, and you almost open it up to put Kyle Leeser on then. Pitch is high to Schlungen for a ball, 1-0.
My left fielder's not playing very deep here.
Not at all. It's Hunter Rademacher out in right and left field. Stengler's pitch, Schlungen takes a strike, called in 1-1. Thanks for joining us here on KASM this afternoon. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Scott's also recording the broadcast of these games, so they'll be available at mychasm.com a little later on this week. Pitch is low and inside of all, 2-1. You can go to our web up on top and just hit that scroll down box. You can replay a lot of those games. 2-1, 1 out, 1 on. Pitch is inside. Nice stop by Joe Stengler. And the count now at 3-1. The count.
Winner of this game will take on either Richmond or Meyer Grove.
That game following here.
Both teams are here.
Stengler's pitch right down the middle, strike two. The count full, 3-2. Kyle Leeser on deck. Stengler looks down to Joe Stengler. Arsenault doesn't get a very big lead at first in a swing and a miss. Schlungen's out on strike, the throw back to first. And Arsenault safe over there.
Sat Tanner introduced over here for the going to Washington, and they want to pick him off right
That's
away.
That's right. Boy, Michael, I think swung at ball four.
I think he did too, yes.
Bring Kyle Leeser to the plate. Kyle 0-2 today with a walk back in the first.
I think right here you'd be a little careful with Kyle Leeser too with Matthew Schlungen on deck. This guy's got more potential, I think, to hit it out of the park.
Kyle fouls this one, back and out of play. And the count 0-1. The ball, it's 1-1. Fans starting to roll in for our next ball game. Nick Stengler ready on the mound. Arsenault takes his lead at first. In the pitch, and Leeser will foul another one off. You know, Kyle, I think, was probably so aggressive on those first two pitches, Don. He's been jammed inside all day today.
Yes, he has
and
been.
And those two pitches were out on the outer portions of the plate.
First at bat today, he must have grounded four of them, fall down third baseline.
Yeah. 0-2 to Kyle Leeser. Stengler comes home and misses up high in the count. One ball, two strikes.
Well, it looks like Tanner's dad's giving him a little encouragement over there. Jim Arsenal coaching first base.
One ball, two strikes. Nick Stengler ready. His pitch inside and 2-2. Two strikes. 2 outs and one on. Stengler just glances over to first and delivers. Here's a shot to center. On his horses. Hinnenkamp, he's not going to get it. Over the head of him. Back into the infield comes the ball, and Arsenal's going to hold on at third as Kyle Leeser goes in with a stand-up double. That one was hit on a rope, Don, where Jacob Hinnenkamp, I think he might have twisted his ankle a little bit going up that little bit of an incline his knee.
I suppose you're running full blast, and all of a sudden that your step gets shorter out of a sudden, doesn't it? You kind of jam that
and
going
Paul
up.
And Paul Sand is going to go have a look at his center fielder right now. Well, maybe going to have a talk with his pitcher, too.
Well, that kind of bends out there in center field, too. It's got to be like a, 10-foot gap that goes to that batter's eye, and then it squares itself off again. But it's just a little bit of a
And the incline. Same in left field, right?
Yes,
I mean, left
is.
Field goes a little bit uphill, too. So if you're going straight back on it, all of a sudden you short-step yourself where it's
Yes, you got to jam your knee pretty easily like doing that.
And I think that's what Jacob's kind of trying to
too.
Feel out yet if it was his knee that kind of got jammed. But Paul Sand having a conversation with Nick Stengler on the mound.
Somebody turned in a set of car keys.
Let's see anybody warming up in the bullpen for Silver Streaks.
This situation now with two on and two out. Arsenault at third, Leeser at second. Here comes Matthew Schlungen to the plate. Matthew 1-for-3 at a base hit back in the first inning and drives this one foul. Hey, there you go. That's a dead ball into the cemetery here at Schlaper Brothers Field. I wanted to say that all day. Sorry, guys.
I knew you did.
Here's Schlungen, a line drive to Chad Funk at second, and that will do it for the Martins here in the seventh. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We played a 6.5 at St. Martin 1 and Munich nothing. Region 15 seed baseball action. We're back in a minute on KASM.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, your hometown Senex store. Whether you're filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop it at QPC Store. And for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297. Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Region Baseball brought to you by Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, and Trapper's Pub and Grub right here in Farming. Stay tuned for our post-game show this afternoon. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player gets a $10 gift certificate, compliments of J. Jeremy and Julie over at Albany A&W and Nathan over at Richmond A&W. To the bottom of the seventh inning, here's Grant Johnson. The first pitch to Grant is a ball, 1-0. Grant Johnson, Jacob Hinnenkamp, Hunter Rademacher, the 7-8-9 hitters. Grant is 2-for-2 today. And there's a strike called in, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Curveball, a beauty from Ben Schrader in 1-2. Guess we're wondering, too, the Babe Ruth team was announced here at Schlaper Brothers Field. If there's a website where somebody can follow the Albany Babe Ruth team next weekend. So if anybody out there listening knows if there's a website, please let us know. I'd like to let people know if they can follow the team and their trip to Washington and their run through that tournament. Fouled off by Johnson. The count, one ball, two strikes. Ben Schrader kicks and delivers. Curveball. Johnson taps it foul. The count stays 1-2. Thank you for those joining us, following us on Twitter today, and following us via email. Like to hear where you're listening to us from. If you get a chance, drop me a text at 320-248-1602. You can email me at runs24@hotmail.com, or just let us know you're following us at Casimirandi on Twitter. Johnson swings and misses, strike three.
What a pitch from Ben there on that one. That fell right off the table, that curveball. It was just unbelievable. Good pitch.
At the plate, Jacob Hinnenkamp. And Hinnenkamp takes a strike called 0-1.
Munich trying to get anything possibly going here. He's a little fake bunt here by Hinnenkamp, but they need some base runners. Tough to do against Ben.
0-1, Hinnenkamp grounds to third. Schlungen up with the one hopper over to first. And 5-3 in the putout. Jacob probably not running full speed there. Noticed he kind of short-stepped himself, too, over at first base.
Got a pinch hitter here for Hunter Rademacher, Neil Anderson.
Here's Hunter, or actually, it is Neil Anderson, excuse me, Neil Anderson.
Pinch hitter, number six, Neil Anderson.
For Hunter Rademacher. And Neil swings and misses, strike one. Oh, on the count to Anderson. Strike two called and 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And Anderson, a chopper up the middle. Tough play for Kyle Leeser in on the grass. Throws to first, 6-3 on the putout. And that'll do it for the Silver Streaks in the seventh. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. We have played 7-1-0 St. Martin. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Notch Manufacturing in Lake Henry wishes the best to all area teams. They are currently looking for welders, painters, and general laborers to join their team. These are full-time positions where pay is based on experience and work ethic. Notch Manufacturing offers paid insurance, holidays, vacation, and a match IRA. Apply in person at Notch Manufacturing, located on State Highway 4 in Lake Henry. A new career awaits you. Locally owned and operated and a clean place to work. Phone 320-243-7248 for more information.
In business and farming, time is money. That's why Gilliland Chevrolet is your exclusive Business Elite Program partner. Whatever type of vehicle you need, from the reliable Silverado to the all-new low-cab forward trucks, Gilliland's Business Elite Department can take care of you with one low price. And because you're in business, chances are good you'll qualify for special pricing and tax incentives. But there's more. Priority service and work-ready loaners at no charge. Plus, get up to $1,200 in free accessories on qualifying purchases. Business Elite exclusively at Gilliland Chevrolet, St. Cloud. Find new roads. GillilandChevrolet.com.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
We're All right. We head to the top of the eighth inning. We have a pitching change, a defensive change here for the New Munich Silver Streaks, Don.
Ty Roller will come in to pitch from first base, and I believe Neil Anderson will stay in at first base. He will go into Hunter Rademacher's spot there. And
it is Nick out in left.
Nick Stengler went to left field.
Defensive changes in the top of the eighth for New Munich. Now pitching Ty Roller. Anderson moves to first base.
Scott Schlungen will lead off the eighth for the St. Martin Martins. He'll get to face the left-hander Ty Roller, the big tall. I'd say he's about 6'5", 6'6", tall and lanky and can throw hard.
Stanton moves to left field. Rodmacher's on the game. Played for St. Martin, third baseman Scott Schlungen.
Scott Schlungen so far today, 2-for-3. And the first pitch from Roller, a strike called, 0-1.
This is a game you want to keep close. 1-0 ball game here in the top of the eighth.
The 0-1 fastball is a strike, a swing and a miss, and 0-2.
Munich's got Ty Roller. They've got, I'm sure they want to save Jimmy Toole if they can for tomorrow. They also have a drafty in Brent Tynan from Roscoe, and I think St. Martin, they picked the drafty Russell Leindecker from Roscoe also. And today, I think you want to just get to that next round tomorrow, don't you?
You want to
make that.
0-2 the count to Schlungen. Here's a swing and a miss.
Nice pitch.
And Scott out on strikes. So one out in the eighth for the Martins. Here's Chaz Hennon. Chaz is 2-for-3 today.
Designated hitter, Chaz Hennon.
The pitch to Hennon, he can't hold up on a swing, and it's ruled a strike, 0-1. So Nick Stengler goes the 7 innings today, giving up the 1 run on 9 hits. Walked 1. Cannot be the winner.
It's a good outing, though.
It is a good outing. It's a solid outing.
Keep your team in the game, 1-0, my goodness. Got to score runs.
Hennon way behind on the Areller fastball, and 0-2 to Chaz. As Ty delivers and strike 3.
Wow.
And definitely, it's two left-handed pitchers New Munich has, but I think
two totally different
releases.
That downward plane from this 6'6 guy or whatever he is, that's a lot of difference from the angle it comes in at. Ooh, Jalen way behind on
Jalen
that
Arsenault, a swing and a miss, strike 1. Jalen 0-for-3 so far today. Ty kicks and delivers a fastball, strike 2. I don't know what he's throwing, but he's throwing pretty good.
I don't think he's messing around with a curveball here yet.
The ball's 2 strikes. Stengler throws that number 1 finger down again and fouled back and out of play. Get a few oohs and ahs from the fan section. If that got close to the ticket takers or 0-2 the count to Arsenault. And Jalen timing it a little more. Here's a foul ball on the road and right in between some vehicles. It hit a vehicle? Well, there's another job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Leo and Jolene will line them up for you. 0-2, Arsenault swings and grounds to short. Funk up with it over to first, 6-3 on the putout. That'll do it for the Martins here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 7.5. It is St. Martin 1, New Munich nothing. Region 15 seed baseball action. More to come in a minute on KSM.
North American State Bank has been helping our community and families like yours for over 125 years. As your community bank, we're right here where you live and work, enabling continued growth in every area. So whether you're opening a new account or need a loan for your farm, business, or home, stop by one of our offices today in Belgrade, El Rosa, or Wilmer and let us help. North American State Bank, building families, farms, and futures for over 125 years. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming. The Grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens daily at 11 and features a full-service bar. Stop by for nightly specials beginning at 5. Head to Trapper's before or after the ball game this weekend for food and drink specials, including smoked pork chops and corn on the cob. Plus, there's live music Saturday night. Better Man Duo plays from 8 until 11 at Trapper's Pub and Grub and no cover charge.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the eighth inning. New Munich Silver Streaks, top of the order. Chad Funk, Logan Funk, and Will Funk.
Second baseman.
Facing Ben Schrader.
New Munich needs a manufacturer run here to get back in this game.
First pitch to Chad, a little bit high from Schrader. Ben has retired the Martins 1-2-3 the last three innings since getting into some trouble in the fourth inning that he pitched out of. Pitch is a called strike to Chad Funk, and one ball, one strike. That was one of them pitches where I think the home plate umpire saw Chad duck down, but
first pitch.
Yeah. 1-1. There's a beauty. I don't know, that had Chad kind of buckling a little bit, if that was a little bit of a slider or a breaking ball there, Don, but it sure popped the mitt.
Got him set up now.
One ball, two strikes. Funk choking up on that bat, and the pitch is outside, a ball, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
Chad wants on. He wants to get on base any way he can.
Schrader ready, and he loops it over the second baseman's head into right center field, and that's a leadoff single for the Silver Streaks here in the eighth inning. So the tying run is on.
Right fielder.
Our next ball game, Richmond and Meyer Grove, that's slated for about 5 o'clock this afternoon. Did get a text message from Jake Harrison listening in Ivanhoe, Minnesota. Here's a bunt by Logan Funn. Throwing to first, and Scotty Schlungen pulls the first baseman, Josh Stangler, off the bag, his throw does. And everybody's safe. It'll be a throwing error on Schlungen.
Boy, what do you do with Will Funk here now?
Yeah.
You almost got to let him swing away.
So an error on Schlungen.
Shortstop, Will Funk.
Will Funk today, 0 for 2. Fly ball outs to right field and a walk.
He could just bunt for a base hit here too, you know.
That's true.
He's got good wheels.
And he's showing bunt. He puts it down foul. And the count 0-1. Yeah, Jake Harrison said, listening in Ivanhoe, Minnesota, where the beer is cold. Jake, a former member of the Martins baseball team. New Munich threatening here in the eighth. They trail 1-0. And Will Funk can't get the bunt down as he bunts it foul. And the count at 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Josh Stangler, Don, is not going to move from where he's at first.
No, he's not.
Neither is Scott Schlungen. They're staying in on the grass.
I don't think he'll be bunting anymore.
Ben Schrader works from the stretch and delivers the pitch low. The count, one ball, two strikes. Behind home plate.
Scotty backed up a few paces over there, but Stangler isn't giving an inch over
there.
No.